the Mishnah. If a person is machzer grushase, after she married someone else, which we know is Usr, that's an Isr Lav, or he was machzer chalutzase, which is also an Isr Lav, so Rabbi Akiva says they must send her out, and the child is a mamzer, even though this is just chayve lav. According to the Chachamim, the child is not a mamzer, since the child can only become a mamzer from a marriage which carries a chiyav karis. But this particular case does not, it's just a lav. The Gemara says everyone agrees that the daughter from a machzer grushase, although according to Rabbi Shimon HaTaimani and the Chachamim, is not considered a mamzer since it's chayve lav, this particular daughter has a pagam l'kahuna, to marry a kain. This is learned from a kal v'chaymer me'almana. The Gemara says if someone marries a machzer grushase, according to Rabbi Akiva, the kedushin is not chal, since we say kedushin le'tevsin v'chayve lavim. So a get is not needed, but she is pasul l'kahuna. According to Chachamim, the kedushin is chal, and he needs to give her a get. She is kosher, and her children are not considered mamzerim. Rabbi Yechanan says, akum, or an eved, haba abas Yisrael, the child is a mamzer. In fact, a lot of people agree with this halacha. When an eved or a guy is bayal abas kayin, she becomes pasul to eat truma from her father's house. The Gemara says, v'hilchasa, that an eved or an akum that was bayal abas Yisrael, the child is kosher and is not a mamzer. This is in fact how we paskin. A woman whose original conversion was questionable, and then she does tefillah after becoming a nida, this tefillah also covers her not only for the nida, but to cover her, to make her a yid, a Jew also. Dach mem vav. If someone is makdish an ox, puts chametz aside before Pesach, or sets aside an eved, it uproots any shibud that a person had on that particular item. If a guy buys a Jewish slave, he does not have a kinyan haguf, but only a shibud. But if a Jew buys a guy, he can mamish have a kinyan haguf. Reb Chiya bar Ava saw three things when he went to Gavla. Number one, he saw Benois Yisrael that became pregnant from Gerim, who had a milah, but no tefillah. Number two, the wine of Jews being poured by Goyim, and Jews ended up drinking it anyway. And number three, he saw Goyim cooking food and Jews eating from it. And he didn't reprimand anyone. Rabbi Yochanan was upset when he saw all this, because regarding number one, Benos Yisrael, who became pregnant from Gerim, who had Mila, but no Tefillah, he said the children are Mamzerim, since Ein Ger Ad Sheyimal V'Yitpal. A person can only become a Ger if he has Mila and Tefillah. Number two, the reason that the wine was a problem is because it's Yayin Nesach. How were they able to drink it? And number three was the problem because it was Bishul Akum. Jews cooked it. And since they're not B'nai Torah, he wanted them to be especially careful so as not to set bad examples. Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak said, only something that cannot be eaten raw and must be cooked can become Bishul Akum. But if it can be eaten raw, then it's not Bishul Akum. Reb Yechanan holds, something can only become Bishul Akum if it can be Eila al Shulchan Melachim. But if it's not a chashuv of food, then it cannot become Bishul Akum. Today we're generally makel on both of these shitas, that if it either of these two weaknesses exist, it's not considered Bishul Akum. The Gemara says a ger that had a mila but no tefillah. Rabbi Eliezer says that he's a ger anyway, as we know from those that left Mitzrayim. They had tefillah but no mila. Rabbi Yeshua says this is the one who's a ger kasher. This he learns from the Imais. The Chachamim say that unless you have both of these things, and the geris is not kosher. According to Rabbi Yossi, you also need both of these things. You need mila and tefillah for the geris to be kosher. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can do tefillas ger on Shabbos, but according to Rabbi Yossi, you cannot do tefillas ger on Shabbos since it's tikkun gavra, and you're not allowed to be mesakin a gavra on Shabbos. Taisvah says that if a person is tame, he can be tayvel on Shabbos since it's not nira ketikkun gavra like it is by a ger, but it looks just like a person is cooling off. And Bizman has that we paskan, but it's okay to be tayvel on Shabbos, but it's not okay to do tefillas kelim on Shabbos, as we see in Siman Shinchaf Gimel, since it's nira ketikun kli. Taisvis here also says that if someone was given a bris mila by a guy, or a doctor who was a guy, then to become a Jew, he'll now need hatafas dam bris. Also, a katan who was born already mohol, the Bahag holds he'll need nothing, but according to Rabbeinu Chananel, this katan, to become a Jew, would require hatafas dam bris. And the Gemara asks, does a bris mila for a guy have to be done lishma in order to make him into a Jew? Do we have to have kavana to do it lishma? The Chassam Sofer answers, it does not need a special kavana, since the mila itself now signifies this commitment from this person to become a Jew. Tefillas ger needs to be witnessed by three people. Also, we don't need to do tefillas ger at night. In fact, we're not allowed to do tefillas ger at night. And also, you need both tefillah and mila in order to become a Jew. And finally, the Gemara says, if a guy comes to you and says he's a ger, you don't believe him unless he comes with an aid. Daf Mem Zayin. We can be mekabel gerim both in Chutz La'aretz and in Eretz Yisrael. But in all places, the guy or the ger must substantiate his geris if he comes on his own and says he's a ger. The Gemara says a person is believed to identify who his bechor is. If he says, this son is my oldest son, then we believe him. The Torah says that today, in order for someone to become a ger, he needs three things. He needs milah, tefillah, and he needs kabbalas ha-mitzvahs, and all these things must be done in the presence of a bezda. A ger who comes to be nisgayer today, bisman hazeh, we ask him, why does he want to do it? Don't you know how hard it is to be a Jew and how much tsar we have as being Jews? If he is lishma, then he can become a ger immediately, and we tell him about the many mitzvahs and the einshim for not keeping them, but the schar for keeping them. At that time, we check him. If there are chatichas basar left from his original milah, if he had a milah, we redo the milah. When he heals, at that time, we have him go to the mikvah, while two talmidei chachamim stand over him and tell him about some of the different mitzvahs from the Torah. At that point, he becomes a Jew immediately. If it's a woman, women stand over her while she does the tefillah, but a Talmid Chacham stands outside of the mikveh and speaks about the different mitzvahs. In the conversion procedure detailed in this Gemara, Taisvis infers that the milah should come before the tefillah. The Muk Yosef explains that tefillah, which is performed while uncircumcised, is not effective because it is similar to Toivel v'sheretz b'yadei, doing tefillah while holding something which isn't clean, which automatically invalidates the tefillah. Taisvis quotes a Gemara on Daf Ayin Ches that says a tefillah done by a pregnant geyeris is effective for the fetus that she is carrying also. Thus, her newborn son, once he's born, does not require tefillah for his conversion. And Taisvis asks, being that the conversion procedure invalidates a tefillah done prior to the milah, why is the newborn son required to do another tefillah subsequent to the milah? Taisvis answers that the case of a conversion of a fetus is an exception, since at the time of the tefillah, the milah wasn't possible. Consequently, he's granted the status of a female convert, a female geyeris, by whom tefillah alone is good enough for the conversion. Accordingly, a newborn child, a newborn boy, is already a complete convert even prior to birth. The mitzvah of milah, to circumcise him at 8 days, is no different than the milah we do for any other child at 8 days old. But the milah is not necessary at that point for the purpose of conversion. It's only necessary for the purpose of milah. A ger is toivel in the same mikveh that a nida would be toivel in, i.e. a mikveh with a shear of arboim sa, and the same halachas of chatzitza would also apply. The Gemara says, Koshim gerim li Yisrael kisapachas. Gerim are hard for Klal Yisrael, very, very hard for Klal Yisrael, and Taisvus explained pshat that we must be very careful to treat gerim very well. This is difficult by nature to do. But the Taisvus Yishanim says that it's so difficult for us to treat gerim well since they are very medaktik in mitzvahs, so they set a very, very high standard for us, since we're not as medaktik as they are to do the mitzvahs. Therefore, we get very frustrated with that. Daf Mem Ches. If a man becomes a ger, you're not allowed to force his son, Bal Karchai, to become a Jew also, unless he's interested in doing that. The Gemara says, if a goya was taken captive, and a Jewish man wants to marry her, they first cut her hair, and then they're osusa as tziporneha. What does that mean? According to Rabbi Eliezer, this means you cut the nails. For Rabbi Akiva, this means that you let them grow long. Overall, the objective is to make her disgusting. If one buys an eved from Goyim, you must give him milah. If he doesn't want a milah, you can wait up to 12 months. If he still doesn't want a milah at that point, you must sell him back to the Goyim. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you need to sell him back immediately. Rabbi Hananya asked, why do Gerim today have such a difficult life? And he answered, because they didn't keep the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, so Hashem punishes them in this world instead of taking away Olam Haba from them. But Rabbi Yossi says, we hold ger shenisgayer kekotin shenoylad dami. A ger who was nisgayer is considered like a kotin who was just born. So why are they suffering in this world? So he answers, since they don't know how to be medaktik in the mitzvahs properly. Therefore they suffer as punishment. Daf Mem Tes, the Mishnah. What kind of an isser does one have to violate for a child to be born from that relationship and the child should then become a mamzer? Rabbi Akiva says, a relationship that violates any love. You have a relationship with someone which violates any love. The child that comes out of that relationship is a mamzer. Rabbi Shimon HaTeimani says, only in a relationship where the punishment is kares bidei shamayim. And we paskin, and we say that the halacha is like him. Finally, Rabbi Yeshua says, only if the relationship has Mises Bezdin, does the child that comes out of that relationship become a mamzer. For example, in Eishes Ish. If a woman dies, the Mishnah concludes, a man is allowed to marry his sister. And the Gemara says, there is a question if only relationships that have shaychus to a kurva, a relationship with a relative that is an erva, can become a mamzer, or any relationship, even if there's no kurva, there's no relationship associated with that, if the child that comes out of that relationship can become a mamzer. Everyone agrees that one who is ba al hanida, which has a chi of karis, or someone who is ba on a saita, that the vlad is not a mamzer, since they're still husband and wife. They're still a kedushin taifsin ba. And mamzerus, according to everyone, only applies if there is an issue with the status of their husband-wife connection. Reb Shimon ben Azai said that he found a Megillas Yuchsin that said numerous things. Number one, a certain person was a mamzer from an Eishes Ish. This supports the shita of Reb Yeshua, a person from that city. The Mishnah of Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov is considered Kav Venaki. It's very rare that Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov ever talks, but when he does, we always paskin like him, because what he says is very straight and very clean, Kav Venaki. And number three, Menasha the king killed Yeshaya because he didn't like his predictions regarding Yerushalayim and his father, Chizkiyahu HaMelech. The Gemara says, Maisha had a much clearer glass, a much clearer aspaclaria to look at than the other Nevi'im. The best time for a Yochid to be Mispal, to do tshuva and be Mispal for Bakashas, is during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We learn this from the Pasuk of Dirshu Hashem Bihimatza. And finally, the Parak concludes, that's Parak says, every person has a certain number of years given to him, and if he isn't Zeicha in these years, he could lose some of those years. This marks the end of the fourth parak. Now let's begin the fifth parak, Parak Hei, Rabban Gamliel. Dafnun, as background. Midaraisa, Bia works to acquire the Yavama, and Chalitza works to break the Kesher with the Yavama. Midarabana, they were Maisif Maimer as an additional way of acquiring, and Get as an additional way of breaking. And the Mishnah says, Rabban Gamliel says, if there is one Yavam, and two women fell to him, so the Yavam gives a get to one Yavama, a get to the second Yavama is irrelevant, since the first get already did the job, i.e. we say ein get achar get. And if he gives maimer to one, he doesn't need to give maimer to the second one, because we say ein maimer achar maimer. The Chachamim agree by Bia and Chalitza, but not by maimer and get. And in fact, this second maimer would aser other relatives, since even after number one, number two still has some connection to the Yavam, since we say yesh zika. If he did chalitza, and then he did maimer, or get, or bia, they all don't matter, since once he does chalitza, that's it. And the Gemara says, everyone agrees that both get and maimer create an automatic effect to break and create a relationship, respectively. Dafnun Aleph. Rabban Gamliel holds ein get achar get, because we say it's accomplished already with the first one, and ein maimer achar maimer. But he also holds yesh get achar maimer, and yesh maimer achar get. The Chachamim say yesh get achar get, since there was a gzera. The Gemara says a bia psula, although it is a reduced ishus, it's still stronger than maimer. The Gemara has a havamina that the machlekes if we say ein get achar get or not is totally in the machlekes if we say yesh zika or ein zika. Rabban Gamliel holds ein get achar get, according to this Gemara, holds ein zika, and the Chachamim say yesh zika. The Gemara rejects this and says that everyone holds ein zika. Rabban Gamliel, Beis Shammai, Reb Shimon, Ben Azai, and Reb Nechemia all hold that Maimer is considered a Kinyan Gomer. However, they all have different drushas on how they learn this. And finally, the Gemara says a child over 9 years old who has Bia with a Yavama, we say the Bia is Kaina. Dafnun Beis. According to Reb Huna, the correct way to do Yibam, Midrabanan, is first to make Kedushin, i.e. Maimer, and then to do the Maisa Bia. But if he first did Bia, of course, this is okay. And the Mishnah seems to be like him. If a person was Makadish only via Bia, Midrabanan, we give him Makas Mardis. The Gemara says Maimer can be made with Kesef, Shavu Kesef, or with a Shtar. A person must give his wife a Ksuba and be personally responsible to pay her in the event of a divorce, and this is as an incentive so he won't divorce her so easily. Shloi Tehe Kal Beheneha Lahitzia. That's the reason for a Ksuba. If someone tells a Sefer to write a get for Maya Rusa, to be valid at the moment he makes a Nisuin, so the get is chal, even though the Nisuin has not happened yet. This is since, even as an Arusa, it's Biyade Lagarsha. He can be Megarsha from Erison at that point. It's in his power to do that. But if he has a Seifer writing get for a woman he's never even made Erison with, then that get is not chal at all. since now, at this moment, Ein Biyad Eligarsha, he hasn't even made Erisin with her yet. Many of the Rishayim have an issue with this Gemara, since what's the Hava Amina that this get would be good? We know that a get must be written the Shema, and if it's not written the Shema, it's never good. The Gemara says once a man gives a Yavama a get, he cannot go back and marry her again. According to Rabbi, a Maimer can only be Chal in a woman if you're cognizant of the fact that she's no longer a Yavama. But if you think she's a Yavama, and you have Kavana to be kind to her with Kedushin via the Maimer, you're not kind to her, since it's like the case of Nichse HaGer. We know that if a Ger dies without children, his estate is Hefker. So whoever makes a Kinyan on this estate, i.e. Chazaka, it becomes his. If the Ger dies, and Reuven now is digging in Shimon's field, thinking that it's his own field, but he didn't realize that he was making a Chazaka in the Ger's field, which was available to him, since the Ger had died, he's not claiming the field at all. So here too, since he has Kavana for Maimer, but since she's a Yavama, then he's not claiming her. Tafnun Gimel. According to the Chachamim, Chalitza Psula, this is a Chalitza which was preceded by a Kinyan Derabanan, Get or Maimer, the Chalitza Psula is not Chal, and she is still Mikudeshes. According to Rabbi, she is not Mikudeshes. And finally, the Gemara asks, do we make a Gzera by Bia Psula as well as Chalitza Psula? The Gemara answers that there's a three-way Machlekes. Next parak. Parak Vav, Haba, Al Yavimtai, the Mishnah. If a Yavam lived with his Yavama, so any Maisa Bia is considered as good whether the Bia was Bemezid, Beshoigig, Beinus, or free will. In all cases, the Yibum is binding. Also, in general, if a man lives with a woman who is an erva to him, or a mamzeres, this woman becomes possible to marry a kayan. The Gemara. How is it possible that there was an einus, that he was forced to do bia? We know that it's impossible to force a person to mamish do a maisa bia. Ein einus la erva. Because we say, ein kishoy el ladas. A person, when he does bia, knows he's doing it. The Gemara answers, either he was sleeping when he did the maisa, so that was the einus, or he meant to have bia with his wife, and then the Yavama grabbed him and forced him to have bia with her. Nundalad. In the Pasuk, the Lashon of V'yibma teaches us that when you make Yibam, only bia is kaina, not kesef or shtar like by Kedushin. And the hay in V'yibma teaches us that the Yavama can be kaina Yavama, even Balkarcha. Mash'enke, by Kedushin, he's not allowed to be kaina, a woman, Balkarcha. Rabbi Yehuda says, if a person fell off a roof and damaged a Yavama, he must pay 4 of the 5 damages, but he's not kind to her for Yibam. What must he pay? He has to pay Nezek, bodily damage, Tsar, for pain, Sheves, unemployment, Ripoy, doctor bills. But he does not have to pay for Baishas, embarrassment. This is since one is only Chayav for Baishas if he has Kavana to do the Maisa. If someone only does a partial Bia, Hara, with an Erva, he gets the same punishment as a Gemar Bia. The Gemara says a Nida is an Avatuma, so if someone touches her, he becomes a Rishon Latuma. However, one who has Bia with a Nida, he becomes an Avatuma just like the Nida is an Avatuma. A person's Yichus and his Mishpacha is a function of his father's family, but not his mother's. Dafnun Hei. The Isser of Achais Ishtai applies to a sister or a brother of either the same father or the same mother. Only Shivcha Charufa needs a Gemar Bia, but all other chayve lavin can be chayev with just hara. The Gemara says a man can be kind of a woman through bia, even if it's not a bia gomer, but just a hara. We learn this from kicha, kicha. The Gemara says the Torah uses the words shichva zera in 3 places. Number 1 by shivcha charufa, number 2 by eshes ish, and number 3 by saita. What's the chiddush of all 3 of these words, shichva zera, by all 3 of these places? By shivcha charufa, the chiddush is that hara is not enough, but only a Gemar Bia makes you Chayev. By Yeshes Ish, the Chiddush is that if Vaya and Aver mace, he's not Chayev. And the Chiddush by Saita is Kinoi, which is the warning. If done on a non-penetrating Bia, that's not considered a good Kinoi. Normally we know by Saita we need Kinoi in order to create the situation of Saita. There has to be a warning. Dafnun Vav. The Gemara asks, a Bia Garua, a weak Bia, i.e. one that was done B'Shaigik, what level of Kinyan does it make for a Yibum? Rav says it's good for everything. Shmuel says it's not kaina everything, only things related to the Yibam itself, but not anything else. There was a question in the Gemara if this machlokes applies to if she was an arusa or she was an asua. A bas Yisrael who married a kayan, and before he did chuppah, he became a cheresh, so she cannot eat truma since this man has no das to make a proper nesuin. But But if this woman would now give birth to a child, so if a child can eat truma, since he's considered a bas kain, now she's allowed to eat truma at this point also. If the son dies now, Reb Nosson says she can continue to eat truma, but according to the Chachamim, she cannot eat truma anymore. The Gemara says a married woman who lives with another man becomes usher to her first husband, but if she is coerced into that second relationship, then she can go back to her first husband. However, a wife of a kain, even if she's coerced, becomes usher to her husband, the kain. Reb Amram says, if her husband dies, she's usher even to marry a kain in the future. Rava says that an Ashes kain who was forced to be mezana with another man, if her husband, who is the kain, lives with her, he'll get malchus, since she's a zayna, and a kain is not allowed to live with a zayna. The Mishnah as background. Only a kain is mutter to eat truma, but a daughter of a kain can eat truma until she marries a Yisrael. If a non-bas kain marries a kain, she can eat truma, but midrabanan only after she makes nisuin. If a wife of a kain has bia with a wrong person, she becomes pasul litruma. And the Mishnah says, a grusha and a chalutza to a kain hedyot, or an almana l'kain gadol, which are usser, become usser to eat truma even after erusin, since she is mishtamerish l'bia psula. She is waiting for a pasul l'bia, which is a pasul l'bia midaraisa, after nisuin. But according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, she is still kosher after Erusin, since there was no bia yet. And the Gemara says the Reisha is going like Rabbi Meir. Daf Nun Zayin. If a kain petzua daka marries a bas gerim, she wouldn't become pasul at truma. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yossi, she can eat truma. If a kain was healthy and his wife ate truma with him, and then he became a petzua daka, she can still eat truma, since she was mutter in eating truma before. Rav says a woman who was an almana, who was a bas kain, and then she made just chuppah with a kain gadol, at that moment she becomes asura l'truma, since Rav holds that chuppah can be used as a derech for erusin, since she's now mishtamerish l'bia, she's waiting for bia. But according to Shmuel, chuppah is not a regular kinyan, and since this bia will be asura, because it's almana l'kain gadol, which is asur, the chuppah doesn't create anything, so truma remains mutter to her. The Gemara says if a person has bia with a girl less than 3 years old, it's not considered a bia. And a girl who's less than 3 years old, who's a bas kain, if she has relations with someone else, which would normally pasul someone from eating truma, she's not pasul for truma, since like there was no bia at all. La halacha, we paskin that chuppah is not kaina without a kedushin. So first we have to do kedushin, and then we do chuppah. Daf Nun Ches. The halachas of drinking the saita waters applies only to an asua, but not to an arusa or a yavama. An arusa can only be shayach to drink the waters of a saita if she had chuppah, made nesuin, or via a gilgal. And finally, the Gemara says a kain gadol was mekadesh ketana, and then she became a bageres before he married her. What's the status, the Gemara asks, regarding the truma and regarding his status as a kain gadol? Nafnun Tes, the Mishnah. A kain gadol is not allowed to marry an almana or a mukaseitz. A mukaseitz is a woman who lost her besulim via an accident. And the Gemara says, he cannot marry an almana whether she was a almana mina erisin, or an alana min hanesuin. Even a bia shalei kedarka, the Gemara says, classifies her as a ba'ula, and she would be usher to a kain gadol. And finally, the Gemara says if a woman has relations with an animal, even though there's a chi of skila for doing that, she is kasher lekahuna, since she's not called a zayna, and only a zayna is psula lekahuna. Rav Samach. If she was coerced by someone else, an anusa, in other words, she was an anus for her, that person may not marry her. If he did, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the child is considered a cholol. But according to the Chachamim, the child is kosher. The Gemara says a kain can be metama, as we know, for the 7 close relatives, including his sister. But if his sister got married, then at this point he cannot be metama for her anymore, if she is nifter. There's a machlekes, if she was an arusa, if he can be metama for her or not. Normally, a kain cannot marry a giyaris, since she has a cheskes zayna. But if she's less than 3 years old, then it's okay. Rabbi Shimon bar Chasida said, we would check her out by looking at her face. If she didn't have a green tinge in her face, it's a sign that she did not have bia, and in fact that she never had bia. Daf Samach Aleph. Normally, a kever is metama ba'oyel, but the kever of a guy is not metama via tumas oyel, since the pasuk says, odam ki yamos ba'oyel, but a guy is not considered an odam. La halacha, we paskin in Hilchas Avelus, simin shinayin beis, that it's better to be machmer on this, if at all possible. But tumas maga umasa, which is touching, does apply to a dead body, and even a dead body of a guy, the Mishnah. If a kayin had erisin with an almana, which is mutter, and then he became a kayin gadol, he can still have nisuin, since the kapeda of kayin gadol, not marrying an almana, is regarding erisin or kiddushin. Not at this point. However, a shomeris yavam, who fell to a kayin, and he made maimer, then he became a kayin gadol, he cannot marry her, since yibam is tali in a final bia. The Mishnah. If the brother of a kayin gadol died, the kayin gadol cannot marry her, since she's not a besula, and she's an almana, which is usur to him. The Gemara says it's usur even if she only had erisin. The next Mishnah. A kayin hedyid cannot marry an islandess unless he has another wife, since he can't have children with an islandess. It's impossible to have children with an islandess. The Gemara says even a regular person should not marry just an islandess, since she can't have children, and the man is mechuyev in piri v'rivya. The Gemara says any bia that cannot produce children is considered a bia shel znus. And finally, the Gemara says a kayin gadol cannot marry a ketana. We will conclude here, and on the next tape of Mirtz Hashem, we will begin the sugya of Pirya Berivya.